kingdoms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
At this time, we will begin our presentation of the Good News Flash. Hayden Mack.
Bethlehem. The place is packed with ancestors of David coming here to pay taxes and to be counted.
Yeah, the roadways are congested. Donkeys, camel walkers, it's tough enough just to find a parking spot.
That's not all that's tough to find. I saw no vacancy signs in every inn window.
Whew, I thought I was here, not a tower.
I bet some people will find themselves out in the cold.
They should have called for a reservation.
No, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Sure, that's big news, but I'm convinced that there's really big news out there. I've just got a hunch, and you're going to see if my hunch is right. Now get going!
But where?
Everywhere! Frederica, you go out to the fields. Ask the shepherds if they've seen anything funny or unusual in the last 24 hours. Joyce and Monique, you go to the local inns. Interview the innkeepers. They are always up on the list of inns. Connie and Edward, start poking around town. Check the houses and the marketplace and stables. Talk to some of the strangers in town and do it now. My hunches usually pan out. I feel like there's a story out there, and I want to see it on page 1 of the Bethlehem Times before I see it in the Tribune.
Kidding.
See, I told you he wouldn't believe us.
No, no. Go on. Please, I want to get all this down.
Well, I wrote it all down in my sheepherder's logbook. But anyway, we were afraid, and an angel said that a Savior who is Christ the Lord is born in the city of David. The angel said that he would be wrapped up and lying in a manger.
Well, the chief's hunch was right. Hey, did you go there to the manger? Could you take us?
Well, we had a star to guide us, but I think I can remember the way. I'll take them. You guys look at this.
I never knew there are so many inns in Bethlehem, and all of them are full.
I can't believe we haven't had any luck. Well, this is our last stop, but it looks pretty full, too.
Let's see if this innkeeper knows anything.
No room. No room, I tell you. There's no room. Didn't you see the no vacancy sign? The salesman told me the flashing lights would do the trick, but you didn't even see that. 20 denarii down the drain.
Yes, sir. No, sir. I mean, we did see your sign. We're not looking for a room.
We're from the Bethlehem Times, and we just wanted to ask you a few questions.
Oh, really? Did you bring a photographer? Are you running an article on quality inns? Would you like my picture on the mantle or at the registration desk?
We just wondered if you noticed anything last night. Anything unusual?
Now that you mention it, last night was not your typical evening. There were so many people in Bethlehem. I was turning away people right and left. I must have turned away 20 people after I was full. And then there was that one couple. She was great with child. Sweet-looking young lady, real sweet.
Yeah, what about her?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, I sent them to the stable. I'm not an ogre, you know. Hey, you! Stay on the walk! Anyway, I sent them to the stable not far from the inn. And, oh yeah, there was a ruckus last night. Not really a ruckus. It was actually beautiful. Like angels singing. Oh, now I remember. I woke up and my room was as bright as noonday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll just go next door and see if the young people heard any sounds or saw the light.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thank you.
hope everyone enjoyed our presentation of the Good News Flash. I would like to say thank you to everybody, parents and all the children, for a great job. And after we have our blessing, we would like for you to join us in the fellowship hall for our luncheon.
Close your eyes. Bow your head. Thank you, Father, for our food. Many, many blessings. Many, many blessings.